Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Looking forward to a good journey through some discussion of some very serious issues today that I believe is facing each of us that we need to confront and see what God's Word says in relationship to it. As we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the Truth Book. It's the B-I-B-L-E. Perhaps you recall, if you were in some conservative churches back years ago, I'm still under 100, and I recall it very well of having Sunday school and the teacher lead in the song, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me, the B-I-B-L-E. So when we face issues, we do so based on the truth of the Word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus makes a statement in John 14:6, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to direct our understanding. It ought to be the modus operandi by which we go about each and every day. It's the truth of the Word of God. And today, as we speak on truth, we're going to be talking about the greatest fraud in medical history. The greatest fraud in medical history. We'll be talking about COVID-19, looking back through the microscope of 2+ years as to what has taken place and what is happening now and what that's leading to in America and on a global basis. So as we face the issues, let me remind you that you can join in the dialogue and discussion. All you need to do is dial the telephone number, 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, that we might entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue. And when we talk about the greatest fraud in medical history, it's not just me coming to that summation and that conclusion. That is now becoming widespread with a major, major understanding that as a nation, as a globe, we've been lied to, in case you didn't know that. We've been defrauded, and multitudes have died as a result of the lie of COVID-19. And we're going to talk about some of those facts, figures, and details in this broadcast today. If you've got input, your thoughts, suggestions, and or if you have dissension or disagreement, love to hear from you. Whatever you feel would be appropriate to join in the dialogue and discussion. And again, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Most people do not want to hear the truth. Now, perhaps you say that's not so. That may be not the reality in your life, but in the lives of most today, it is true. We're watching the hearings today in the Senate in relationship to the seating of another Supreme Court justice. Multitudes are not willing to hear the truth about that woman's reputation, background, and jurisprudence position of being lenient on crime, feeling that the pedophiles, the homosexuals, the transsexuals, those who commit sexual crimes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, ought to be just tapped on the knuckles, wrapped on the knuckles, and released. She has a horrible record in that regard of being light on crime, light on sentencing of those that are ought to be locked away for quite some time. But nevertheless, it's because of a rejection of the truth, a refusal to hear the truth about her background and her records. In fact, we have some that are the chameleons in the Senate that claim to be Republicans, Lindsey Graham's one. He rides both sides of the fence at the same time. Lindsey Graham has already committed that he's going to vote for her, though he'll try to come across on the screen, I'm sure, television-wise. He'll try to come across as being serious-minded and wanting to chase and challenge her position on something. I don't know what it will be. But I'm not overtaken by that. I'm not impressed by that. I just simply want us to know truth is not sought today in Washington, in Tallahassee, in city council, in Jacksonville. In fact, later in the broadcast, we'll talk about what's happening in the city council with a bill that will remove monuments. We'll get into the details on that today on this broadcast. Perhaps you have questions about that. Perhaps you don't even know anything about it. We'll talk about it for a few moments at the near the top of the hour today. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is not sought after. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that couldn't be truer, a truer statement. There's a revulsion, a rejection, a dissing of anyone that stands for truth. It may be in the realm of theology, maybe in the realm of socioeconomics, it may be in the realm of political agendas, or in the realm of what is thought and said and the reality about COVID-19 and the origin of it. It may be on the subject of Ukraine and Russia. One person put it very clearly and very succinctly that Biden is an asset of cheese in China. It is absolutely, in fact, I'm looking at the headline. It's fascinating that I said that. I just turned my hand over and it's there. China rising. The chief of cheese assets sits in the White House. The greatest American divide. It's between right and the left, Democrats and Republicans, believers and atheists, socialists and capitalists, binaries and non-binaries, lunatics and earthlings. And it goes on to talk about how Biden is a puppet, an asset of Xi of China. He is also a puppet, an asset for Putin of Russia. That's the reason he's playing the card game as he is today, to make it look as though he's trying to do something to help Ukraine. And he's not really interested in that because it is a money laundering scenario, money washing scenario that's been going on for years and years and years for the Biden family cabal. But ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a profound statement. Jim DeMint made the statement that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And he's talking about the death of truth primarily from the standpoint of coming out of our churches. The churches are responsible, ladies and gentlemen, for taking a stand on the truth and not trying to appease, embrace, or to in any way allow the world's philosophies to come into the church and be professed through the pulpits of the pastors, the preachers. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said this, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Now, let me just do a little caveat here. Jan Hus made some good statements and had some impact on society. But he and I differ by miles theologically, doctrinally, when it comes to conservative theological doctrinal thought. But he made a good statement, a powerful statement. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. Jan Hus, if I didn't mention, is a 15th century theologian, church reformer. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, and tell the truth, live the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what I believe must be done today if we have any hope for delivering America from the claws of the demonic elitist in Washington and on a global basis. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor fire equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time also has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic flagpole, 165 feet there, with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds, maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that allows the workers, the employees, to worship on Sunday. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff and leadership and administration and Tools for Time to worship with your family on Sunday as God ordained it. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, the home of Tools for Time. Make your application for employment. See what God does. Wait for an interview. See how God moves in that to put you in a position where you can be with a company and organization that honors God, rest on Sunday, and has biblical principles and lifestyle that adhere to what God's Word says. Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think on the subject today, the issue that I believe is pertinent, and it's, we're talking about the issue of what I call the greatest fraud in medical history that's been perpetrated upon America and around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you recall, now with all of the smoke of war taking place with Russia and Ukraine, and by the way, just a little parenthetical footnote to that, I do believe, and I pray to God that I'm wrong, I do believe that we're watching the spark that will cause the flame to put America and the globe into a third world war. I don't think there's any way to avoid it. I don't think there's any way to circumvent it. I don't believe there's any way for us to not go into a full-fledged war, because Putin is not going to back down. Putin is not going to admit failure. Putin is not going to pull out and surrender the ship, as the old cliche goes. And I don't believe Zelensky is going to do so either. Now, I'm not proud of Zelensky. Ukraine is not a democratic republic. Ukraine is not a democracy. It is everything but that. But, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, we had an agreement with Ukraine in 1994 through William Jefferson Clinton, Slick Willie, when he was in the White House, made an agreement that if they'd give up their nuclear weapons and nuclear capabilities, that America would defend them forever and for the future. And we're not doing that. In fact, Joe Biden is using all kind of smoke and mirrors to claim that we're doing all we can, et cetera, but that is simply not so. Ukraine is going to be in a position that they're having to battle for themselves. And right now it's been revealed that Russia has some hypersonic, I believe it's called that, weaponry that the Americans, from a spokesperson for the Pentagon, admitted that America does not have any equipment, any military equipment that could supersede what Russia has now, that's delivering missiles that cannot be detected until they hit the target. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm simply saying, as a little preliminary to where we're going, the world's attention has been taken off COVID. The world's attention has been deflected. And I think there is a demonic purpose in that. But nevertheless, it does not change the fact of what we went through and now what we've gone through a little over 2 years, 2.5 years, in America and around the globe. Perhaps you remember the 2 years ago, approximate to that. History relates that our health and our safety and the CDC and the FDA and WHO all got involved. And ladies and gentlemen, you remember the first thing that was needed. It came out of the World Health Organization through Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx whispering in the ear of President Donald J. Trump that we needed to lock America down, shut the system down, shut down houses, shut down churches, shut down everything that's called business and operation, leave the prostitutes, houses the prostitute open, leave the drug centers open, the pot shops open, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but shut everything else down. You recall that, I'm sure. And as a result of that, everything was locked down. We're supposed to take 14 to 15 days to flatten the curve. And if we flatten the curve on COVID expansion, everything's going to be all right. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest mistake I believe that America made was to submit to the lockdown of 14 to 15 days. I believe that was the greatest mistake we made. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We were tested as Americans, and it was determined that when there's a fear of health or a fear of wealth or a fear of the future, that we would submit and bow to the whims, the wishes, and the demands of the federal government. That was done. And ladies and gentlemen, history reveals that 14 days turned into over 2 years. And today, ladies and gentlemen, the COVID deaths from the experimental COVID shot accounts for about 500,000 people. This is not a published figure. This is not something that comes out of the CDC. It's more and more coming out of CDC. In fact, CDC has just admitted about 388,000. But Matt Staver with the Liberty Council, 2 months ago, said the number is over 400,000, and it has traveled exponentially upward, especially in the millennial age group, where we have multiple thousands upon thousands dying every day as a result of taking the COVID shot. So, ladies and gentlemen, that COVID shot today is the deaths from the COVID shot account for about 500,000 people, and about 1.5 million people in America. We're talking about just in America, and about 1.5 million people who've now got a lifetime permanent injury, sterilization, paralyzation, mental retardation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as a result of taking the COVID shot. The recent published material from Pfizer lists some. Listen, Pfizer admitted, you know, Pfizer was saying it's going to take them 15 and then 75 years, they claimed, to release all the documentation of their findings, their research, and their findings in the Pfizer vaccination. And the court said, no, it's got to be done now. And so they've started trickling out documents, and most people will not go through and read them. There was a document dump of several hundred pages just in the past 2 weeks. One of those document dump pages, or several pages, 30-some-odd pages, listed 1,271. Hear me, 1,271 side effects for the COVID vaccination, including death as one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of if there's a problem with it. It's not a matter of there may be a problem as a result of it. There's no evidence that it does not cause major malady, difficulties, and problems, including death. Here's an article. Greatest fraud in history. The doctors sue federal government over COVID-19 vaccination. America's frontline doctors, a group of medical professionals who worked to promote earlier COVID-19 treatments to expose the influence of pharmaceutical companies on federal decision-making, is suing the U.S. government over the COVID vaccination campaign. The latter is called by the plaintiffs the greatest fraud in the history of the world. And I'm calling it the greatest fraud in medical history because it is. The suit filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Alabama on February the 16th includes a comprehensive amount of evidence regarding such pressing issues as serious side effects linked to the COVID vaccinations recorded in U.S. military and COVID vaccine history, ineffectiveness for COVID vaccine in preventing infection and protection of one from severe diseases, as shown in the breakthrough infections records of Medicare patients. The lawsuit alleges the federal government, and particularly the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, which is ostensibly responsible for protecting public health by ensuring the safety, the efficacy, and security of medical products, was aware of these issues and intentionally withheld them from the public. Ladies and gentlemen, before I read another paragraph, they kept it from the... Listen, anytime a doctor wants to give you an injection, anytime a physician wants to write you a prescription for a pill, anytime you're in the hospital and the medical professionals walk in and have a little handful of pills and say, take this, this, and this, you have a right to know. You have a right to refuse. You have a right to say, what does that do to me? What are the side effects? It is called informed consent. And if there's no informed consent, then what they're doing is illegal, it is unconstitutional, it is unconscionable, and it is deadly. And that's what's been taking place with the COVID vaccine. No one, not a single person that I've talked with, interviewed, or had dialogue and discussion about it, that had the COVID shot, they were never told this could kill you, this could cause blood clots, this could cause liver disease, this could cause your kidneys to shut down, et cetera, et cetera. No one was given that information. and yet there's been the forced lockdowns, the forced mask mandate, and the forced vaccination across America without patient consent. This article further states, in the body of it, says, for approximately 2 years now, two presidents, Congress, the federal government, and state government systems, and the American public have been lied to, manipulated, and injured. What started as one of the most egregious overreaches of the executive power in American history, 14 days to flatten the curve, quickly morphed into an anathema to the principles upon which our republic was founded. These lies and manipulations have resulted in an economic crisis, national health crisis, the erosion of freedoms fundamental to all Americans, and the dilution of the American military. Combination of unelected and totally corrupt bureaucrats, big tech and big pharma, billionaires, the mainstream media, and the healthcare pharmaceutical industry have successfully perpetrated the greatest fraud in the history of the world. That was achieved through such methods as data manipulation, terrible public health policy, and political manipulation and the media. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to, we've been deceived, and we have been given a deadly, deadly dose of that which will destroy the health of human beings in America and around the globe for millennia to come. And multitudes are dying as a result of it. Here's an article that says, woman died of rare brain, get my tongue straight, woman died of rare brain bleed after getting COVID-19 vaccination, according to the coroner. A coroner, this is in the United Kingdom, has determined that a woman died from a side effects caused by the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccination. The woman was identified as a 34-year-old individual who had complained of headaches 8 days after taking the shot in March 2021. The South Yorkshire coroner told the news in a statement on March 16th. The coroner said her condition quickly deteriorated and she was pronounced dead 17 hours after being admitted to the hospital, only 8 days after getting the shot. Mary Lockwood was extremely unlucky in developing a sudden catastrophic brain bleed. Her death was recorded as vaccine-induced death. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not being admitted for the most part around the globe and especially in America. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, give you the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for taking my call today.
I'm delighted that you could call in.
Yes, sir. And, you know, this topic you're talking about is one that I'm passionate about, and we could talk for hours and days and weeks, I think, on this subject. But if I may, I just wanted to give a legislative alert about an issue going on with it being introduced in city council tonight, if I may.
If you would, go ahead and do that. I believe the people need to hear it. I'm familiar with what you're going to say. So talk with us a moment about that and tell us what is needed and what we need to do.
Yes, sir. So City Council has introduced, well, Councilman Matt Carlucci, who
wannabe mayor,
mm-hmm. you know, kind of one of these recycled politicians, who is registered on paper in the Republican Party, and I really should send a press release to say that he needs to go ahead and register as a Democrat, and that's what he should be. He is not a Republican.
He's not a conservative.
Even though that's what his paper registration says. So he has really been after the statues, and you know, and I know we've discussed this numerous times, and your listeners are familiar with this issue. So as you may remember, sometime, I don't quite remember when it was, last fall, just a few months
back. Last November.
Okay, in November. I was at the meetings then. And I don't quite know, there was something going on behind the scenes, and a lot of the powers to be wanted to delay that vote for some reason. So you may know more about that. But the bottom line was they dropped the issue then just to come back. And so there's always a nefarious plan behind it. But so Carlucci's back with a new bill that was just filed at the end of this week. It's first on, there's a council meeting tonight, and that is bill, it's resolution 2022-232. So that's bill, Resolution 2022-232, and basically it's to take down the monument, specifically the one statue, the monument over off Main Street, the same one that was discussed last time. It's the woman, the statue of the lady. It's called
the Women of the Confederacy, I believe is the title of it.
That's right. that's exactly it. And so anyway, you know, I don't have to ramble on in the deep details of it, but the bottom line is it's the goal is to tear down the statue, to remove history so that they can change history again. And so we just wanted to kind of let your listeners know about that. We really need to speak up. You know, we have one voice, we have one vote, and it's time to use that. So I would encourage folks to, if you can, last minute today, 5 o'clock today is the city council meeting. Now, it's just being introduced. So if you any reason you can't make the meeting, there's two more meetings next month. It's every, I think it's the second and fourth Tuesdays that they meet twice a month. Those dates are April 12th and the 26th. So we have three meetings. If you can't make it tonight, I will post a direct link on the Let's Face the Issues Facebook page. So that you can contact City Council at COJ.net. COJ.net is you get all their names, phone numbers, emails, and what district they're in. Call and email all of them, but specifically yours at least, and let them know that you do not support removing these monuments. This is a communist effort. It's just right out of the communist playbook to change history, to remold it so that they can push their own fake narrative.
Raymond, I'm thankful that you took a moment to call in. Ladies and gentlemen, we find in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 10, remove not the old landmark and enter not into the field of the fatherless. And then in Joshua, the fourth chapter, when they crossed, when they're crossing over into the promised land, God told them to take 12 stones, put in the middle of the dry bed that they had crossed over. And he says in verse 4, then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared for the children of Israel out of every tribe of man, and to pass over the ark the other side of the garden. God said, in the midst of Jordan, take you up every man a stone upon his shoulders according to his number. Goes on in verse 6 that this may be a sign among you that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? And ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan was cut off, et cetera, et cetera. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, the landmarks are given that we might recall history and be able to pass history down to others. Right now, Raymond, one of the things that's a little unsettling to me, the Cross America, we've had the leftists, the BLM, the Black Lives Matter, the socialist Marxist movement that's established some George Floyd monuments across America. Now, he was a thug. But I am not going to go out and demand that we take a monument down because that is a marker of something that has taken place. And this, the Women of the Confederacy, is a marker, and it was put in 1915, and it should be left there. But because we have some racial mindset that somehow, some way, it's talking about race when we do that, no, it's a benchmark of history, and it ought not to be removed. So, Raymond, I second what you're saying. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to call every city council member, call the mayor's office, call the city councilman, call the city council person that's in charge of your district, and say, no, 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 do not remove the monuments. That's a benchmark of history, and that benchmark of history, whether it's good or bad, that benchmark of history should be left. Someone has said, if we don't recall history, we're going to be sure to repeat history, and I'm afraid that's where we're headed. And it's a socialist Marxist agenda to do so. And Matt Carlucci, as Raymond just said, is traveling under the banner of being a Republican. He's a rhino. He should be honest with himself and honest with the citizens in the city of Jacksonville and change to the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party denomination so that he'll understand and will understand what he's doing. But call city council, ladies and gentlemen. Raymond, thank you so much for taking a minute to call in and announce that. And I would recommend to our listeners to go tonight if they can. If they can't, then go the other two dates that you gave. What are those other two dates?
April 12th and 26th. That's the next two city council meetings after today.
Very good. Raymond, thanks for calling in and giving us that little bit of information. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn you down. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
And Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.